This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday... March 3rd, 2025.
Oh, my God.
What? Monday? You didn't realize?
No, well, not that. Well, I just now saw that footage of the Myrtle Beach fires.
Oh, boy. I tell you what. I tell you what.
Everything was red.
It's, Horry County is, I forget the number, like hundreds of acres.
Yeah.
Whew.
Shout out Little River. I've never known of a fire like that to happen down there at all.
No.
Not even when Mother Fletcher's was like, you know, really pumping.
Really, like, or, you know, the protests at the Bowery.
Oh, Lord.
Or when they announced they were closing the pavilion, we're going to build a zipline park here. Like, I'm surprised it didn't get burned down then. Like, they didn't go up to the, I don't know if the Guinness Book of Records place was still there then or not, but remember the big spinning earth globe?
Oh, yeah.
It was spinning on water.
It was on water.
Yeah, it was spinning around on water. And you could touch it and move it, you know, change the polar pull or whatever the hell you call it. I don't know. I ain't done science in a while.
But you're kind of nervous. Like, I don't want to push this sucker off because it's going to be like Indiana Jones rolling down the strip.
Down the strip. Knocking the front door down to the Bowery.
Big old ball.
Gay Dolphin is demolished.
Do you know why the pavilion? Like, I would love to have a local on this, like, you know, Myrtle Beach through and through. Like, I never really knew why the pavilion closed, why it didn't open back up.
I don't know. It was such a big disappointment, but it was getting old and worn out.
The word was is that some investors had invested in that land back off the beach. Which you may know now as Boardwalk at the, and the other one. There's another one, too. I forget. All that land's sitting there like, think about all that around. I'm about to say, for those of you who've never been, but if you're listening to my voice right now, like, I dare think. Just text in just out of curiosity. If you've...
As Tennessee people, too.
Yeah. I mean, all like...
You know they've been.
I've never met someone who's like, Myrtle Beach? What? Huh?
Yeah.
Text in just those that have never been, just out of curiosity. If we don't hear from you, we assume that you have been. But so we're not referencing anything you probably don't know. But, yeah, so they had bought all this land right around Waccamaw Pottery. Like, that area right there is basically where all that is now.
I know the Hard Rock Park didn't work.
No.
For a few different reasons. And it got abandoned.
Yeah.
But I followed there's like a couple of Facebook pages for locals for Myrtle Beach, and they're like, you can't even see the ocean anymore on the strip. So much stuff's come up.
Yeah.
I remember when they had the houses on the beach and those old houses with sleeping porches. That was beautiful.
Yeah. We'd stay at, I guess it was after. No. So it would have been before. I guess it was before my grandparents got their place at Ocean Lakes. Because once they got that, it's like free vacations for life. Like, I mean, you know, that was like awesome. As long as everybody in the family could divvy up which one they wanted to. We got the 4th every year. Everyone knows that. The textile mills are closed. So so they're like, how can we make this more attractive here? Well, what's keeping everybody downtown? The damn pavilion. So let's buy that, close it all down, and then take like a... I still wonder where the those old organs are. Remember those things? They were like from like the... I'm not even kidding. Probably from like the 18th century.
Where does that stuff go? It's got to be preserved, right?
I mean, good
museum Lord. Somewhere maybe. Zorri County Abbey Museum.
It's probably in Gatlinburg. With Noah's Ark and not Noah's Ark, the Titanic.
That's the other vacation spot.
Yeah. God, thank God Noah's Ark didn't turn into the Titanic. That would have really. I wouldn't be. None of us. This wouldn't be happening right now.
It's pretty morbid. You go on that Titanic little trip, and then you see if your person survived.
That's, I know, isn't that awful?
Like, what if they don't? Like,
that's where we, you know, a moment ago we were talking about some of these documentaries. You said there was one you couldn't finish because it got so graphic, and I'm like, see, why do y'all invite this into your life?
That. It's called Jared from Subway.
God,
really? It
was, yeah, there was a chick that recorded conversations between those two because the FBI told her to. And he was, wow. Evidently, everything goes in Thailand.
Well, I assumed. I think that I learned that from The Hangover 2 or 3, whichever one that was.
2.
I just assumed. But...
He was
you knew going into it, like, so you know the story already. You just want further details. But when you get those further details, you're like, okay, I should have just went with what the news said and not got this deep dive in. Like the Menendez brothers, out of curiosity as a human being.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to watch that. And several friends, and also Fat Boy, said that you shouldn't watch this. Knowing how I know you, you shouldn't watch this. And I didn't watch it.
You know, before they get into the content of the tapes, they keep flashing this little, you know, like, this contains dark messages from a predator, like, over and over. Like, okay, I get it. Like, haven't seen anything yet. That would, like, you know, warrant this message so much. Then you get into the tapes, and it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, so they put that on the episodes where even it's not.
Yeah, because it's only a 3-parter.
Okay.
Well, they keep showing it.
Well, that's good. So, but then your curiosity takes over, and like, well, where's this bad stuff at?
God.
And you keep watching until the bad stuff happens.
Then you get
and
to
you don't
it.
Get to finish it.
Then he had a cohort that was running, like, you know, a ring of just mess.
Was there tobacco use?
That was kind of a little, nobody dipped or anything.
Oh, man.
He's tapping out.
They have all those warnings on there now. Tobacco use. Strong sexual scenes. Like, how strong are we talking? We see an insertion. What's going on with that? What do you...
Yeah, like, tell us, like...
Again, with the nudity, some nudity, I still don't know what that means. Some nudity, like, that's generally all nudity. Unless they're bare-assed, completely naked, that's some nudity.
Dude, I struck out on TV this weekend.
Why?
That wasn't good, and I'm like, well, you know, besides ball games, I want to watch a show, try to watch White Lotus, nothing happens. Nothing happens on that show ever.
Why do you keep watching it?
That is kind of bizarre. I watched a little bit of it.
Like, how long do you have to watch it before you're like, this ain't for me, and you do the double down clicks on it?
Well, sometimes...
Don't recommend this mess to me no more.
Shows start slow, but then they build, you know, like Ozark did.
Like, I don't know if they can start slow anymore. They got to find a way to, like... Grab
That's
you
why
by the nuts.
Most of these things are just movies that they took. They said, how can we take this hour and a half, 2 hours, and turn it into 18 hours? We're going to turn it into 2 seasons of a TV show.
Yeah.
That's because, like, yeah, like Paige, you said with Ozark, first 2 or 3 episodes, boom, 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 and then...
Yeah, I mean, it's like they wheel you in, and then they're just coasting you along, and then you're about ready to drop off.
Finally, you're like, oh, my God, thank God for the... drugs in the Bible episode, because finally all this is starting to make a little sense now. Oh, poppy seeds. Okay, now this makes sense.
That's how Yellow Jackets was. I'm like, I've never seen a show that sucks this bad. or nothing happens. I wanted everybody to die in the first episode. Definitely by the end of the first season. I'm like, please kill everybody and start over.
I thought it was weird. I couldn't make it through the first one.
And then you see, like, I'm watching the White Lotus, and there's, like, naked dudes, and I'm like, ah. Like, that's the go-to first. We have to have nude equality, I guess.
Well.
Can I see a naked woman?
That's, again, with the you know, the warnings that they put on there as you start to watch. They put nudity. And I would like them to put the little gender little symbol on there. As to, or you can go cool and do emojis. You can put, like, you know, if there's going to be somebody's butt, there's going to be a mooning scene, put a peach on there. If there's going to be a goober shown, eggplant or banana.
The show people features
are,
a goober.
These people are arguing back and forth online about which one to use, and that, you know.
I mean, look.
These people should use eggplant. These people should use banana. I'm like, first off, the argument is dumb because the eggplant is purple. Ain't nobody walking around here purple. They're dead if they are purple. So,
Grimace.
And then the banana is, that's clearly Peyronie's.
Well, it's like.
And foreskin. No, because it's half peeled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What if you're uncut? Like, there's not an uncut banana on the
you
thing.
Put the arm on there where it's flexing.
I still don't know what the female is. Do I use the avocado or
oyster.
Do I use the other? Okay.
Right, Paige? Mm-hmm. What are you girls when you're like, hey, I got to go by and see the emoji doctor?
I don't put an oyster.
I know what the chocolate donut is.
You put the bikini on there. Is that it? The chocolate donut. I know. Of course. They got to put a chocolate donut.
Just like Gemstones is going to come back next week, and I already know nothing's going to happen for the first two episodes.
I just put a monkey face. Monkey doctor.
I forgot people call it that.
There you go.
And that's why, like, so for me, it won't start for like another month.
Right.
Because I got to let it build back up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about your period.
That'll be 9 months.
I thought
that
you were intertwining on what she said there.
Oh, no.
You'd be the first ever.
It's too early for the administration talk.
I got to go to the bikini, and then there's a hammer doctor.
Gotta go get mashed.
It's mashing season.
They got a mobile mashery.
Yikes. So, according to this text, part of the organs, original organs, are on display at the pavilion at Broadway at the Beach, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but that changes so much in there, too, that so much stuff comes in and out.
Why would you? I guess the simple answer is hotels. Like, why would you take all the entertainment away from the coast? Hotels.
So I prefer to stay in North Myrtle. It seems to be where everything is kind of shifting to. Some people like Myrtle's Inlet. They like to stay south.
Surfside.
Nobody wants to be on the strip, it seems.
Surfside.
Where's the most
Kroger?
Dangerous?
What's up to the Kroger in Myrtle Beach?
Shout out.
Y'all served us over the years many times. Benjamin's, love you.
God, man.
Filling Station, love you. Sorry you had a business now.
Surfside was more the family-oriented beach, right?
That's the one with, Ocean Lakes.
If you want to see some jugs, you're going to have to go to the main.
Well, not true, because there was a little cabana bar right there on the edge of the beach right beside Ocean Lakes that at night we'd sneak over to.
Are they still, like, I don't know if Senior Week is still a thing. I don't know if they still go down there and flash.
It's...
Did they ever do it at Gatlinburg? Did they go up there and flash?
That's when they have bachelorette parties.
Oh, yeah. We got a chalet and a hot tub and a big scissor fest.
Like, I know. Like, what are y'all doing all that for? You got a heart-shaped bed and it's just like four girls? What are y'all doing?
We got video games and a pool table. Everybody loves to show off their chalet when they go on those trips. There's like 80 of you to cover.
Wait, what's wrong with that? You know, I've done that before and often been called things online. It's like you
know how people
what
are.
Is social media unless you're bringing the people into your life? And it's like, oh, big flexing. It's like, bitch, I'm just in Gatlinburg. Like, I ain't big flexing. I'm in Gatlinburg. Yeah, but look at show off the view. And oh, my God. You prefer that I'm staying in one of them little bungalows on the bottom that gets flooded out all the time, aren't you? That's what you want. You want me to get attacked by a damn bear, don't you?
That's what... Which evidently is a prevalent sight around Gatlinburg.
Apparently so now, that people just sit there with their phones and it will even go up and try to take a selfie with it.
Or try to ride it. Nothing.
Dumb. Dumb, da da dum, dum.
That seemed like that's people's go to first. Like, oh, look who's flexing.
Yeah. But if anybody else, what is that about?
I get like, I think it's odd if, and somebody posted this on Facebook that said a lot of you dads out there are posting pictures of your daughters like they're on FHM. I was like, God, that's a great, like, little meme because a lot of them out there are like, here's my daughter in a prom dress where she's half naked, or here she is at the pool, and then we're hanging out together. And it's like, there was this girl that was would always be in her bikini that would like take pictures with her dad. That was kind of weird. It's like, I don't know if you should post those.
Well, I mean, it's the person viewing it taking it that way, maybe.
I mean, it was
trying to jump on you, but
if you have a pool or something, you're always in your bathing suit, or if you're, but that is weird.
Not every picture needs to be put on social
media. Like, you know, if you, I don't know, like if your kid's in a bikini and they just walk up and want to take a picture, like first off, when you'd be like, this is kind of.
Put that wrap on first.
Put on
a sarong.
Put your top back on first and then take the picture.
Well, Dad, I need you to put yours on too then, because them boobies are looking big. Oh, to boobies.
Dad, I can see your nuts in this photo.
Dad. I can't say that. Anyway.
Yeah. Then you'll get the comments. You've seen the comments. All looking good. Heartbreaker.
Future heartbreaker on your hands.
Future heartbreaker.
Watch out.
Yeah, you know, who are we watching out for?
You, the person who said that comment.
Oh, that means.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's growing up. I didn't realize. Been a while since I've seen her.
I remember she was born.
Love fap sound emoji.
Oh,
they're keeping those pictures.
Oh, Lord.
They're keeping all of them.
I mean, you shouldn't.
Shouldn't, you really shouldn't.
Because they explain it.
That's why they make these nude apps. You can take pictures of normal people on Facebook and run them through the little filter. Make them naked.
Yeah.
I have plenty of naked pictures of Paige that way.
Remember the idea that I had years ago? And I have, because I saved it because I was like, if this ever happens, I'm going to be able to claim some kind of lawsuit. But it was when I had the idea that, let's say you, I won't use Paige as an example because I work with her in like real life. But let's say there was a girl here named Jessica, and Jessica was, she wasn't into me, but I was into her.
Oh, yeah.
And I could take a picture of her and then go onto this app that I was thinking about would be cool to make, and then make pornography movies that looked like Jessica.
Why didn't you get the trademark?
Because I thought that was like going
copyright.
To create a epidemic of
the
rape
pen.
And all kinds of awful things. And people would take what I thought was just a good way to curtail those kind of things and then start making them with like dragons and children and dogs and just all this awful things.
Well, that kind of shifted into an odd type of, because they were saying, you know, why can't people, these convicted pedophiles, the logic behind that, people were saying if they had, you know, dolls made of a certain age, it might curtail their, you know, wants and urges to actually go hunt for real kids. But people are saying, that's weird, man, if you're still getting a doll that looks like a kid.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mom, get rid of the Cabbage Patch dolls ASAP, okay? I know you've got three of them. Get rid of them ASAP. Also, Beanie Babies, too. They'll probably make something about that. All right, love you, bye.
He's already got a hole in his forehead. I'm
calling my mom real quick. Shut up. You're awful. He used to be a unicorn. It fell off.
Dang it. Their heads just smell so good, Cabbage Patch.
What was that chemical? They made them in Georgia. So you know,
my son had one. Good. It was like a little army cabbage patch with a flat top. And I was like, man, his hair smells great.
Like, why didn't they take the concept of Build-A-Bear? Like, why couldn't you go build a cabbage patch? That could have been huge.
Phenomenal.
Well, you can go to the to where they have them, right? And in Georgia.
That's right.
Adopt them and make them your own.
I probably look like Biden, you know, smelling a cabbage patch.
Yeah, you want to have a female with you if you go in there.
Yeah, I couldn't just walk in there in shorts.
That would be the weirdest thing in the world. I'm getting it for my granddaughter. Yes, sure. Sure you are, buddy.
For yourself.
You got a cabbage patch I can get.
Can I change the name of it by chance?
Can I get a little bald white one? You got this?
Will you also sign his butt?
Can I write whatever I want
kind
in there?
Kind of weird, too, right? Xavier Roberts was writing on a butt cheek of a baby doll. Kind of strange. Also weird, I just remembered his name off the top of my head.
Well, you get the name of him? I'm going to name mine bitch.
I'm going to name him Xavier Roberts, after his daddy.
I want him little and fat.
They all need dimples real bad.
I want the all biggest right. arms on my baby.
Feel free to call or text the same number, 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. A standard data text rate supply, and don't text and drive, but you can call and drive. But have a good Bluetooth connection if you do.
Yeah, because they usually suck.
Oof. Yeah. That still hasn't made its way, has it? Paige, what is up in the Plex?
You ever been grossed out by seeing someone's plumber's crack? Answer it honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, but like, you know, if it's a woman, usually not.
No.
Because they get them too.
And even if she's not like, you know, attractive, it's still kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture.
Yeah.
Well, it may be coming back. I'm going to tell you about the hot new look in Fashion Week next in your Rise Guys headlines.
You know, even like dudes in jail and, you know, folks from the street and stuff, when they wear the saggy pants, they still have the boxers pulled all the way up. Like, you never
Yeah, you can always count on that.
Right, boxers all the way up. Then, but just the hanging crack, though.
Even to this day, I don't know. I mean, like, I saw a guy. I mean, they're in his thighs, his pants. I mean, at that point.
How can that be comfortable?
Yeah, exactly.
I saw a dude the other day with his sport coat tucked in with his belt. Or, like, his sport coat was tucked in his damn pants.
Yeah. Why?
Because, I don't know. I guess like he went to the bathroom and forgot he was wearing a coat. Oh, man. God bless.
Not a good look.
No, not at all. All right. Well, how'd you crap your jacket, dude?
Oh,
all right. Oopsie. We'll get into that and a whole bunch more next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
We begin with headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And there is a new hot trend in Milan. Milan Fashion Week was a little different than what you ever experienced because
They've worn boxes and
well,
like one big shoe walking across the stage instead of a dress.
Well, let me tell you the highlights here. Low-cut jeans are back, but...
Yeah, okay.
They're not under the butt cheeks. It's just a hint of butt crack that's showing, like cleavage.
Like the lowrider jeans of the 90s.
Oh, you see a little slot.
But instead of the what we used to do is wear the thong a little higher so you see the thong in the back.
What's up, Lita?
You're Amy not Dumas. Doing that. You're just showing a little butt cleavage with butt crack.
She really was the first one to...
She was.
Pop them on the hip.
Like, where is her place in the fashion industry for making that thing of, like, where you wear a thong and you pull it up on the sides
real good?
Them are dudes, though, Paige.
I know.
Ah, God, you biatch. Lord.
What? Well, like, here's the girl, but you can't really see it. I can't make the picture.
There's, oh man, this is what equality gets us.
What is this? It's just even a shirt.
But here's the thing: the stuff that they show at these, and I've been around long enough, baby, to see these fashion weeks, and you never see anyone ever wearing any of those clothes ever.
Nope.
Like you don't. If you do. If I did, I would feel out of place. I would feel like I am somewhere I can't afford to be right now. I'm sitting there wearing a refrigerator box right. with Chanel written down the side.
Like, well, that'd be nice.
Oh, a box. Listen to her. Like she's brainwashed box. By this.
She keeps up with the fashion.
I do like Chanel.
I know a girl who has a book that has a Chanel logo on there. Guess what? It ain't real.
Like, look, that's the type
of... Why you want to have a book about it anyway, nerd?
That's the type of plumber's crack you want. I don't know if you can see this chick, but, like, half of her ass is out.
Well...
I mean, there are some designers that I follow that I really like, and some years...
She wouldn't wear a box, though,
some years
you?
They nail it, other years, not so great. It happens.
You follow Faded Glory on Instagram?
Route 66.
No, my favorite is Michael Kors. Mm. I wear a lot of that. It just fits my body.
I support the boy family, so Bugle is...
Bugle works
boy
for
family.
You.
That's what I'm looking
God,
at.
God, was Duckhead a play on Dickhead now that I think about it?
Should have been. Sporty God, fashion. What happened to Duckhead? That whole outlet.
Just goes away.
I thought it was nice.
Diesel is the brand, and this was at Milan Fashion Week. They debuted this collection, and it features extremely low-cut jeans. And despite the sagging, there were no boxers or panties showing underneath for men or women. So that kind of thing in the 90s is out.
Straight up crack.
Big-legged jeans are coming back for big-legged. Whatever. They're not like full-on bell-bottoms, but like...
Wide legs.
Yeah, that's coming... Oh, like, God, here we go with this again.
I mean, I like that look with the higher cut. If you're lean... But someone like
well,
me.
Well, maybe that's why I don't like it, man.
Like, this isn't good. This is a chick on the beach.
If you have curves, sometimes that may make you look like you're wearing a box. If they're big.
Well,
might
I
add
guess.
Some weight to you.
I mean, you know, it's just when they're so flared out, it's ridiculous. It's like, I don't know. It's just a preference.
You know where you see this a lot of is at the gym. At least I do, at least.
What, okay. Big-legged pants?
One out of the plumber's crack.
Oh.
Old men and women, both.
Really?
Oh,
at
yeah.
the gym?
They sit down, you know, especially like on the, when you're doing any kind of shoulder or back workout.
Yeah.
You're looking for it, though.
Well, you know, like the machines are in a line, so you got to, which is weird, because when you go and it's packed, you got to like, you know, somebody's like, you're looking at my girl, I'm like, trying to look ahead,
what?
You know, to not stare at
someone's
anybody.
Someone's ever, really?
Well, I mean, they would come up to you and set it, but they give you the look, like,
oh,
you know, what are you looking
I see,
at?
Yeah. Yeah.
People in the gym don't talk to each other, and I like that.
I do, too. That's why I wear headphones, even if I'm not listening to anything.
It's not a place to socialize.
I've went in there with a dead battery before and just kept them on just because I didn't want to talk.
I agree with Fat Boy. I just want to get in, do my workout, go home. I don't want to talk to anybody.
There shouldn't be six
You're
of
You're in there
you.
Taking selfies, you a-hole. I've seen
that's
it on
what
your
I'm
Instagram.
Saying. I like to just do my stuff and go home.
Yeah. There shouldn't be six of you hanging out at a machine. Talking to the other people while one works out.
Because I always look terrible every time I go in there. It's not like I put together a cute outfit. I am just...
God, you know the ones that do, though. Oh, man.
I don't have that. I'm just wearing the regular shirt. And
I see the guys take more pictures than the
pants.
Girls, and they're out doing it in front of the mirrors. And the.
I know.
My picture is just my trainer wants to show my muscles off that I've achieved, and I get it.
This one
it's
guy.
Like after you get a good haircut and they're like, hey, can we take your like,
exactly.
Oh.
Can we take a picture of your legs?
Yes, yes you can, Trisha.
And I say, well, these to be honest with you, these legs, the muscle was already there because of I took point classes forever. So you have big calf muscles for the rest
point
of your
classes?
Life.
Point classes? Sorry ballet. To pop my microphone.
Those
there.
Are tissues, hey. You know. Dancing on your toes.
Oh, I see.
So I always have big calves because of that, because of ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah, football, they tell you to run on your toes.
Yeah.
I'll say you get the calves. We want to put you on the website, hon. Can we take a picture real quick?
God, do you ever get real cramps real bad? After?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I would leg cramps hurt so
cry
bad.
Cry in my sleep.
Eat a banana.
It would hurt so bad.
He be pussy.
I don't know if it was. My mom would always say they're growing pains.
Yeah,
but great show. I think a lot of it was ballet. I'm in pain, Mom. Anyway,
my problems was my ballet is what it was.
Nice.
It happens. You try to do the best that you can and stay fit and go to the gym. But I'm kind of curious about the cleavage that you see sitting down waiting.
I don't see it that often. But also, I try, like you also said there, Fat Boy, like I try not to make eye contact.
Yeah.
It's almost like a Squid Game kind of thing. You're just in there like... Maybe that's why they put the TVs like this. So you will not
look break a neck.
Down at anyone.
Because you could easily gawk. There's a lot of good-looking people at the gym.
Especially when like they wear the flesh-toned leggings that it's literally like from a distance look completely
naked. They're
naked?
Yeah. Ooh, I want to know where you're going. That's interesting.
The guy just looks like you're like, are you naked? I can't tell.
That's crazy. Do they make leggings where you can like take a picture of your leg and like make it look completely matching yours? I shouldn't say anymore. We should make that happen if it's not.
Okay.
I'm sure Lulu Melon or whoever's got the
Lulu Melon
patent.
Coco yeah. Melon.
All right. Well, I'm paging those you guys' headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in sports? Not entertainment. Let's save that.
Okay. Well, there might be some good news for the Pete Rose family coming up. We'll tell you what's being bantied around.
Yeah.
Which is long overdue.
Did absolutely. He pass away?
He did pass away.
Yeah.
And Pete even predicted this was going to happen.
Well, he passed away, though, back last year.
Yeah.
Yep. He predicted this was going to happen after his death.
Hmm.
And it very may well happen.
God bless.
Also, I looked up his girlfriend. It wasn't his wife. It was his girlfriend.
Oh.
The Asian chick.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And she's 44. I thought she was a lot younger. Oh, looks wow. good.
Yeah. It's not quite to the Bill Belichick level, but...
No.
Somewhat
we got a Belichick story, too.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah.
God, man.
Very interesting. His girlfriend's good looking, too.
Oh, yeah, no, right? Like, she is, but, like, even if her she has a heart of gold, maybe she just has some complex of some kind. But whatever. Like, you can't help but, like, judge her. You just cannot, right?
Yeah, you got to a little... Like, she's you like, kind of wonder how they met. I don't know how they met.
I know. That part's interesting, but like, but that's not a good argument for anything either. It's like, well, maybe she's just trying to be in the judgment-free zone.
Maybe.
And she only just happened to meet him because he's this, you know, multimillionaire.
Maybe it was her destiny to meet an old guy with money.
Yeah. And now the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Still mind-boggling. All right, we'll get into some sports next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, way back in 2024.
Lord, years ago.
See if you can guess who this is. This lady broke Pistol Pete's scoring record in college basketball.
Oh, damn.
Become the all-time scoring leader in Division I basketball, men and women.
Double C.
It is Caitlin Clark. Before that, it was Kelsey Plum, I'm pretty sure. Maybe she just had the women's.
Pride of Iowa. Kelsey Plum?
I think Kelsey Plum, she definitely had it on the women's side before Caitlin Clark. Maybe Caitlin broke both. Maybe Kelsey broke both. I don't know. I got to go back and look, but still an amazing feat.
Oh, God, yeah.
I saw that her rival, Angel Reese.
Angel.
Has a promotion going on at a fast food establishment. To get one of those meals they pick out, like they'd have the Travis Scott meal. She's got a meal. I'm like, I wonder how it's gonna do. How would it do next to Caitlin Clark's meal if she had one?
Which meal would you choose? It all depends on what's in it.
Well, the one she had, I didn't really care for. I'm like, that just don't sound good, you know.
What was it?
I don't like barbecue sauce on a quarter pounder with high C with it, but you know.
Oh yeah.
Other people might.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing they're getting all the opportunities because the WNBA right now is deepest as ever been. Talent everywhere.
And the from the side of the hobby, the cards are going for astronomical prices. Like, so, and it's not even, and this is the point I want to make with this. There used to be these things called bench warmer cards, and it would be like cheerleaders or Hooters girls or whatever, just all these different, you know, and they'd make cards of them and they'd autograph them and kiss them and put their lipstick on them and stuff. And it was like, it was a pervy side of like card collecting. I mean, in my opinion, it was just pervy. But then when you got WNBA players, because they can play a game, it's a little more palpable. But all that, see, this is where I'm going to sound sexist and I don't mean to be, but it's not for that reason, because Caitlin Clark is not like a beauty queen. She's just good at basketball. What I'm saying with that? It's not the fact that it's women, attractive women. It's the fact that everyone is now saying, yes, you are real athletes.
Yeah.
And we are thinking about you in the same vein as we are the other ones.
But it's still a little bit pervy, because that couple of cards you showed me, I'm like, man, I've had a few minutes with this card.
In Camp Brink, man, I'll tell you what.
Well, he has some long legs on this ball card.
That's why you get them graded, so you won't mess them up.
You have to wipe off the slab, brother.
That's just for fun. That was a joke.
Rob Manfred, who's the well, I can't say that word. Let's just say he's the Fuhrer of Major League Baseball.
Yikes.
He's considering removing Pete Rose from the ineligible list per Pete Rose's family. Now, Pete predicted after he died he would be posthumously inducted into the Hall of Fame.
We never learn our lessons as human beings.
There was a lot of back and forth between the Hall of Fame saying it was baseball's decision, not theirs.
Was he ever found guilty of what he was charged with?
Yes.
Yep.
And he went to...
There's the answer. Served.
But look now.
5 years in jail, I think, too.
They just got two basketball players, I forget what college, for betting on their own games.
Well, that was tax evasion, though, is what he went to jail for. Mm-hmm. It wasn't necessarily the game. But he was found and kicked out of baseball, yeah.
I mean, there's an NBA player who just got banned for life for betting on his own games.
But who's the player? Like, they're not the best, one of the best to ever play, though, right? That you're just obnoxiously leaving off the list.
But the fact that they won't reinstate him, in spite of all this going on today with other sports and other players, I mean, you got to put him in. Hell, he's got the numbers alone. But
why not let people, like, we get that soft spot when people are dead. We're like, oh, man. You know what? Looking back now that he's gone, he deserved it.
Just let it go.
We can't see it while they're still living, though. We don't. No. I don't know what that is. I mean, I saw it. Most people saw it. Damn you, Bart Giamatti.
Halls of Fame's are real weird. Just like the Heisman Trust, they would not give Reggie Bush back his Heisman until it was okayed by the NCAA. Which, thank God, he finally got it back because, you know, of all the...
Well, that's what got OJ really in jail was the fact he went back to steal his Heisman Trophy back.
Yeah.
Right?
That it he was hiding. His.
That's not really stealing. Someone took it from him.
No, he sold it one time.
Oh.
But then he was like...
I'm gonna get it back.
He broke in there and got the...
Yeah.
Didn't they hold the guy hostage by a gun? Or,
in the room. Yeah. False imprisonment. And, you know, he had so many storage
units. Hold him hostage by gun.
He has so many storage units of assets he was hiding from the Goldman family that they never paid for all these units. They forgot about a lot of them. I mean, I think that's, hell, the Bronco. I think that's how the Bronco
first came to light. Isn't that the basis, though, of storage wars is people getting storage units and forgetting to pay for them? Or
you'd
not?
Like
to,
like Suge Knight and all his clothes. Did he forget to pay for a storage unit?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, somebody like him, I figured, just pays for the year at a time.
Might have been a plan.
Or you have somebody else who's allocated to pay for it, and they don't pay for it, and then you're stuck.
It's like, man, my death row pendant is gone.
You notice
a lot of
celebrities that have somebody like that, a pinpoint person to handle their business, usually is a person that's not as organized as they are. So it's like, you know, you're slack, but so is the person you hired to handle your financials. Look, I forgot to
put it's like a bill. Best friend that you can fire if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it ultimately boils down to. Don't come to work anymore. We're not friends and you're fired.
Well, what's the Bill Belichick story besides having a hot girlfriend? This, you know, probably could do a lot hotter than him, seeing how she's living with him, too, at Chapel Hill.
Did he play college football?
I don't think
he did. I was thinking about that.
I don't think he did.
Isn't that the oddity of coaching? It's like you yourself never even have played, but you can coach.
Charlie Weiss, I know, never played football, but he did go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So he went back to coach them. But
that's wild.
Belichick and Chapel Hill, hard knocks. It's going to happen.
Some people may be better teachers than performers.
That is true.
So this is how. So it's a nil deal then, for the players to appear, right?
See, that's being talked about too. Maybe they're going to start capping this nil money.
It is in the next couple of years. A little out of control, is it not? I mean, yeah, it really seems to be like.
There's a lawsuit that's going to cap it in a couple of years, but people are saying it's capped from what the school can give you. Like they're talking about Arch Manning. Like, what would you know if he gets? They're saying there's a certain percentage that would go to certain programs.
Yeah.
So if Arch Manning gets like his Red Bull money, does that come off of what the school is allocated for the football program? I don't think so. I'm thinking it's just what the school could give you.
You know, it's coming off of that Dallas Card Show. You know how much he was. I know people paid it. How much you think autograph? And I guess autograph and picture with him. What do you think? I mean, think about this. Was he 19?
19, 20 in there? I know he's a Panini guy, too, so it's like
$200?
$500.
$500 to meet a 19-year-old kid.
Wow.
Like, you better be 21 if I'm paying that much money.
If I'm paying that much, I need to know how many other people are paying it, too.
I need to have a fortune teller there telling me that in the future he's going to amount to something.
because these athletes like to dilute their own market now.
Yeah, that's a bit of – and plus, like, if I'm Clemson, South Carolina, wherever, I'm going to – and I don't know why, and I bet you a lot of you are. I would find some friend that's not famous like you, and I would say, hey, go get a bunch of 8x10s. We're going to take pictures of me signing them, and then yep. we're going to split the money. Like, do it all day. You don't even need the middleman.
They won't be like Michael Jordan now, not sign anything. He does not sign.
But he didn't need to. But yep. he knows the dilution of the market, though. Like yep. the Ali thing. When he died, there was thousands and thousands of gloves that he had signed for his family that they just had bukkued up.
Like, if I get a Steph Curry autograph, I mean, there's a lot of those out there. Even though he's a top 15 player of all time, it's still a lot of autographs. That's might be crazy. Worth $100 to me, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
What card it's on.
But how many is signed of it, yeah.
It ain't rare.
No, I know. And that's the weird thing of it. That's the marketing of it. Like, I got a Larry Bird signed basketball, and I'm like, yeah, but how many are out there?
How many are in French Lick alone?
Will people in the future think, yes, I need a Larry Bird autographed basketball? Like, I mean, truly.
That's so random.
Man, we
yeah.
out of here.
Yeah.
I didn't get to cover the camel race.
The camel race.
Oh, dang.
Oh, that was going off course. Hang on now.
Good Lord. Where's that at? TR? Oh, I see. All right.
Camels aren't supposed to be very nice, so they could bite you.
Just seen the toe on that one.
They'll spit on you.
Yeah.
Camels will, too. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.